Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda. This podcast seeks to inspire and empower Black women to live in their own audacity. We'll feature guests who are living audaciously and authentically themselves, and we'll have conversations that focus on topics that impact our own audacity. We'll also talk about the importance of doing that inner work so we can continue to show up and show out. We are trendsetters. We are leaders. We are our ancestors' wildest dreams come true. I honor you, and I thank you for tuning in. Let's get into this episode. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. This is Amanda, your host. It feels so good to be back behind the mic for season two. I took a little bit of a break between season one and season two to rebrand, revamp, and rejuvenate. We all need a break now and again, but it feels really amazing to be back and to continue this journey with you all. But in this episode, being the first of season two, I wanted to reintroduce myself and then give my story. I don't think I've ever really done that. Give my story about why that word audacious means so much to me and why I created this podcast and the platform Audacious Black Girl. Be sure to follow me, though, on Instagram at Audacious Black Girl and visit my website, www.audaciousblackgirl.com, and the Facebook community, the Audacious Black Girl Facebook community, for more information or just to stay connected because I'm really big on community. Everything will be in the notes, so don't worry about that, all the links. So let's jump right in. If you were with me last season for season one, the podcast was called Decoding Blackness. And I'm going to go into a little bit more about the name change a little bit later. But right now, this is the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. I've rebranded and changed and am so happy with the outcome and all the love and support from everyone for the name change and the rebrand. So I am a licensed clinical social worker. I'm also a meditation teacher and coach. And I'm also a yoga teacher, and I love all things wellness, and I'm a huge supporter of Black people, especially Black women. I love you all, and this is why I created this space just for us, so we can have these moments to just talk about things that are important to us, that affect us, and that affect our audaciousness. The one thing I love about Black women is that we continue to show up and show out, and we deserve a space to just talk about how amazing we are, and that's what we'll be doing in this podcast. So let me go into a bit of my story and my own journey of embodying audacity. So I've always had issues using my voice. I'm into like chakras and all that. Whenever I would do my assessment for my chakras, just to see what was out of balance, my throat chakra always came up. And your throat chakra is communication, right? But my throat chakra was always blocked. And when I thought about it, it made me really reflect and look back on how and why this thing, my throat chakra or my communication, my voice, always experienced a blockage. Why was this always an issue for me? When I think back to my youth, I was always shy. I hid myself in oversized clothing. I was an excellent student, though. I was a really, really good girl. Didn't get into trouble or anything like that. But what I recognized was that I was comfortable in hiding, comfortable in not being seen or wanting to be overlooked. I didn't want any kind of attention. However, even as a child, when I tried hiding, I was always found. I was always found. I was recognized, and I didn't sit comfortable in that, right? I didn't sit comfortable in recognition, especially when you try so hard to blend in, but you're still seen. It really makes you go, okay, what is going on here? Why, when I try to hide, I'm still seen? And maybe some of you have experienced that at some point in your life when you just want to blend in, you don't want too much attention, or you're shy or whatever the case might be, but you're still noticed. that tells you that there is something about you that's undeniable. There is something about you that is worthy of being looked at, that is worthy of praise, that is worthy of recognition. And that is something that I had to try to get comfortable with. And I didn't for a very long time. Even as an adult, I still deal with, issues like that. I still deal with, you know, when attention is on me, sitting comfortable in that. Or I never forget, I was leaving a place of employment and we were sitting all around in a table and we had a lot of employees there, I think maybe about 15. And a tradition we had, which I dreaded, was that each person had to, say something nice about the person that was leaving. I did not want that to happen. I was like, nope, just let me slide on out of here. But no, everyone said something nice about me, something that they thought was great about me. And a lot of these people I didn't talk to, but they noticed me. And they said such amazing things that I didn't even recognize that they were looking at or knew, you know, so I was so uncomfortable. I remember feeling like I was floating, not in a floating as in a big head, like, oh, wow, no, I was disconnected. And I remember thinking to myself, plant your feet. And I had to plant my feet on the floor just to bring myself back grounded because it was such an experience that I really didn't have before. And it was a beautiful experience, but it really, I had to ground myself. I had to ground myself and had to embrace what they were saying. That was key, right? That's something I always struggled with, embracing, you know, those positive messages or those kudos or those congratulations or whatever it was. But in that moment, I think that really allowed me to kind of go, I'll survive. I can sit through this and I can sit through this and know that I am worthy of these words because it's coming from them. It's coming from them. It's coming from people that, you know, saw things in me that I didn't. So I am worthy. And that really allowed me to, you know, start on that journey of worthiness and self-acceptance and of recognizing my own strength and power. So what I realized as an adult was that I did not know how to use my voice. I did not know how to just communicate, how to just be myself and not worry about what other people thought about me. That's something I really didn't recognize that I worried so much about. And maybe some of you deal with that too. You recognize thinking about what other people think about you. I think it's a natural thing, but how does it affect you? But what I recognized was that my voice was always there. Me, I was always there. It always tried to come out, but I didn't allow it to. I was the one that was suppressing it. I was the one that wasn't allowing me to be me out of fear of failure, out of fear of recognition, and then having to be held accountable for certain things that I was doing good and someone else's expectations being higher than I thought mine were or that I maybe would have wanted them to be. But I was holding myself back by not using my voice, which was why it was always blocked. So as Black women, I think many of us have probably felt that way, right? That not being able to express yourself in many different ways, whether it's your voice or, you know, how you talk or how you act or whatever it might be, you know, feeling that in certain spaces we have to be very mindful about that. And it's unnecessary, right? It's a societal thing. It's a systemic thing that we deal with when it comes to that because we are worthy of being ourselves. We are worthy of just being who we are without fear of any repercussion or backlash because we are who we are. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know, but those feelings are compounded by the fact that we're Black and the fact that we're women. We might be super hyper aware that when we walk in certain spaces, that is what people see, right? And what gives us a little leg up on that, I guess, is the fact that we are aware of that, you know, and we may not necessarily walk into a room or a certain space feeling less than. We don't have to, we shouldn't, but having that awareness, it just allows us to be like, all right, you know, I don't have anything to prove to you, but I'm just going to be myself and I'm just here and you're going to have to take it and appreciate it. And that's it. there are so many roles, you know, and environments where it's inherently built to try to silence us, right? Or to ignore us, but we occupy anyway, right? Knowing well enough that we belong there. Not just that we belong there, but that we deserve to be there. And as I continue to reflect on different points in my life where, you know, it solidified me not wanting to use my voice or to not be seen, I remember thinking about high school, right? And seeing other Black girls being so confident and speaking up. And I would wonder how did they do that? How did they do that? What made them feel like they were so worthy of that level of attention? Because once again, I was hiding. I didn't want that attention, you know? And not to say they weren't going through their own challenges, of course, we all do. But you can also see how when you're a Black girl speaking up, you might be considered too loud or too much. And I wonder if there was a part of me that, you know, maybe recognized that, maybe subconsciously, and didn't want that, right? And as we talk about, you know, occupying spaces and, you know, entering these rooms and all that and being ourselves, that is a level of insight or experience that many of us have to deal with, right? Being considered too much or too loud. And there's no such thing, right? Because in so many other situations or other people, they can be loud or they can do this or do that, have some sort of way of being, and it's considered okay. But for us, it's considered something negative. It's ridiculous, right? But I wonder how much of that in my youth personally that I subconsciously kind of held back there and held in my mind, which prevented me or added another layer to me not wanting to stand out. You know, and I will say this, growing up, I did have issues embracing my skin color, right? Like I'm dark skin and, you know, I've experienced colorism and all that stuff. So I wonder the effect that had on me as well. And I think many of us probably go through that too, right? When we think about colorism in our communities and just in certain spaces, having that mind frame of, okay, how am I being seen? How am I being looked at? There's so many things that can affect our audaciousness, that can affect our ability to be audacious and to have the audacity to believe in ourselves and the audacity to know that we are worthy. So it literally was not until early adulthood when I started to recognize that, you know what, Manda, speak up louder, use your voice. I had this calling to turn in, to process and figure out what was holding me back. My entryway, like many other people, was yoga. I wanted to find something that I could just slow down in and just be mindful with my movement. And essentially, yoga can be considered a moving meditation. So once I found yoga, I found meditation. And I started researching more and more and finding more and more spiritual pathways and ways of being to help me practice and understand myself. I was able to become more in tune with myself, and I practiced self-study, and I found that I was worthy of presence. I was worthy of presence. I was worthy of just being. And I decided to keep trying things and to follow my intuition and take on endeavors that seemed very scary to the little girl in me, but the endeavors I knew would heal her and allow me to become the woman that I was becoming. So what does it mean to be an audacious Black girl? To be an audacious Black girl means to dare to be you, to dare to do the unexpected and to be a trendsetter. It means to try, even if you have doubt. It means to embrace failure, to expect failure, because what that means is that you're routinely getting uncomfortable so that you can grow and that you can build up your resilience and try harder and harder things. You only get stronger by getting strong. So it means to start, no matter how small your start is. It means to recognize that you are worthy of you. You are worthy of being, that you are worthy of presence, and that you are worthy and fully capable of doing the things that will make you whole, of doing those scary things that you want to in your career, in your life, things that will help you on your own road to your becoming. That's what it means to be an audacious Black girl. But one super critical thing to recognize is that your own audacity is a journey. There's no one way to be audacious. The consistent factors, though, are doing the soul work and embracing failure. One, the failure means you're trying, because the win, it will come. The soul work is what allows you to embrace that failure and to try so that you don't succumb to the failure. So if you are out here doing one and not doing the other in some way, shape, or form, just take a moment, I ask you. Take a moment to examine how that's working for you. Are there any areas in your life where you feel like you're not connected? Maybe you're not aligned? Do your goals align with your values? Does your intention align with your values? Is your output a product of your input? Is your output a product of that inner work that you're doing? Because it's a continuum. If you're not doing that work internally, mentally, emotionally, that self-study, knowing yourself, how are you going to put work into the world? How are you going to show up in the world if you're not able to work on your healing within? Because then what you produce won't be whole. It might seem nice. It might look great in its package. But whatever we create, whatever we produce, it is a direct line to that internal process that we have. I'll tell you something I do whenever I make a podcast episode or I'm doing a live or anything. I meditate. I take a few moments to just breathe, because what I'm providing you, I don't want it to come from a place of disconnect that I'm having within myself. We all have days where we're struggling or have frustrations. It happens. But whatever I'm going to produce, whatever I'm going to share, you better believe I'm taking a moment to pause and getting myself right, because I'm not going to produce something and give you something that I'm speaking on that will resonate with you if it's not coming from a good place within me, because then it's not going to hit. It's not going to have the effect that it should have or that I want it to have. So you have to do that inner work. You have to do that soul care so that you can show up and you can show out. So why did the name change of the podcast and other platforms, right? So the podcast was previously called Decoding Blackness. We had conversations about issues that were relevant to the Black woman's experience. We offered tips on how to be audacious, self-care, self-care practices, self-love, all those beautiful things. And this is still at the core of the Audacious Black Girl podcast in the community spaces. But audacious just kept coming up over and over. And to be honest, it was a name I played around with before even starting the podcast. But I was so tied to Decoding Blackness. I was just so tied to those words, and it just resonated with me at the time that I created them. Like I said, I still love the name. But the spaces, the podcast, it became more and more apparent that Audacious Black Girl was more fitting and appropriate to the conversations that we were having here and the offerings on all the platforms. I also realized that audacious was a word that I used personally when I was deciding to do something. Like I would say, okay, I'm going to be audacious and do this thing or do that thing. Now it's scary as hell to be audacious, y'all. It's scary to try something new. It's scary to know that, hey, I might fail. But I learned through trial and error, like we all do, to embrace failure, because on the other side was something far greater. On the other side was growth. The other side is the part of you that you are not allowing to be seen. The other side is your voice. The other side is you. The other side is your audacity, your own audaciousness. I believe there's so much power in community, which is another core element of the podcast and the social media community spaces. As a Black community, we strive when we link up and when we hear and see other Black women doing their thing, there is something that clicks, at least for me, and I know many of you, there's something that clicks when it makes me more inspired. It encourages me. And to see other Black women hyping each other up, man, there's nothing like it. It is divine. There's no hate. There's no jealousy. There's only love. And it's the sharing of the Black woman experience and how we overcome and override and how we outperform is what allows most of us, many of us who embrace that, who release any jealousy, who don't invite any hate or jealousy regarding other women, Black women doing their thing. That's what allows us to be audacious, that connection. This is why I talk to Black women who share their own challenges on the podcast, how they overcome and how they are audacious on their own journey. Just like my voice I was finding and embraced, I believe the voices and experiences of Black women are needed to be heard because it speaks to the ancestral energy of community and connection that we have. It's something that I believe is so innate within us. Just as much as we talk about trauma being passed down through our DNA because of the experiences of our ancestors, because of experiences that we see now, whether it's firsthand or secondhand due to being Black, right? We're amazing Black people, but we can't deny all these oppressive systems at play that serve to disconnect us. But just as much as that trauma and those survival things are passed down to us through our DNA and through, you know, our connections with family and community, I believe that healing is passed down as well. And that healing can come in the form of connecting to each other. It is an ancestral thing. Our ancestors were not disconnected from each other. They shared stories. Stories were their foundation. Stories were how we remain connected to our foundation, how we remain connected to ourselves, and how we inspired future generations to grow, to be, and to embrace. That is a core element of this podcast. That is what we're doing. We are embracing our stories just like our ancestors did. We are building a foundation just like our ancestors did. And we are making way for future Black women to do the same. We're only doing what's natural to us. We're only doing what's innate to us. And that is connecting, that is sharing stories, and that is inspiring others to do their thing. So my personal story is one of learning to use my voice and finding healing, which allowed me to be audacious. Now, like I said, I still get scared. I still get nervous about things, but man, when you get to a place of embracing failure, it is this unstoppable and powerful thing. I embrace failure. I keep trying and trying and trying because my track record shows a certain thing. So I always ask people if they're, you know, worried about how do I be audacious? How do I, you know, be my best self? Is keep a track record of the things that you do, those kudos that you experience, that you receive, those congratulations. Keep a track record. Keep adding to it. That's what allows you to fight. That's what allows you to push through that discomfort that you experience when you are trying something different, when you're being daring, when you're being bold, when you're being yourself. Keep a record of those things. Because I'm inspired by so many Black women, I wanted to create a platform that highlighted our stories and the importance of self-care and self-love so that we can be audacious. So that's why in this space, we're always going to have an element of self-care, self-love, inner work, self-study, all those things. Because as you are living your best life, as you're out here doing these amazing things, you still need to do that soul work. And I will always preach that. I will always, always, always talk about you doing that inner work so you continue to just show up and show out. So those of us who are on our path to audaciousness or trying to figure out, how do I get started? How do I be an audacious Black girl? One, you already are, boo. Like, you already are. It's already within you. All we have to do is bring it out. That's it. Just bring it out and process and do that self-study. So I created a How to Be an Audacious Black Girl 101 guide. It's a free PDF ebook that allows you to type your responses right into the journal prompts right there. So you don't need to print it out if you don't want to, but it's something you can do, you know, maybe every day for a couple of days or 3 days. And it asks just really insightful questions, you know, examining your values, examining your boundaries, examining, you know, your experiences and the things that you've already done that have been audacious, because you probably forgot about them. And that's okay. I'm here to remind you that you are audacious, right? You are audacious and it's already within you. All we gotta do is bring it right back up. So like I said, it's absolutely free. The link for it will be in the show notes. And when you sign up for the guide, you also are joining the Audacious Black Girl Tribe. And every week I'll send you some self-care tips and support. Just some offerings, just some things to help you with your self-care so that you can continue to be audacious and to practice some soul care work so you can continue just to move through and be your absolute best self. So I'll end with this. Audre Lorde's quote, and I say this quote so many times on so many different platforms, her quote, this quote epitomizes the purpose of the Audacious Black Girl platform. Audre Lorde said, "Self-care is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare." Maybe you've seen it before, maybe you've heard of it before, but it resonates with me on such a deep level. We have so many systems at play that try to disrupt our audacity, that try to stop us from showing up and showing out. But our ability to do inner work, our ability to connect with each other, our ability to just be our best selves and to embrace our culture, to embrace our womanness, that's what allows us to be authentic and to live in our power and in our strength. My hope is that each week we all get a little more inspired by the stories shared in this space from the amazing Black women that we speak to and the amazing topics that we discuss. My hope is that you get a little more audacious every single day, knowing that audacity, the journey of audaciousness, does not end. You keep going and going. Me right now in this moment, creating this podcast, creating the platform, you know how much fear was within me? How much fear was there? But my voice, I knew I had to use it. And using my voice is a healing thing. It's healing that little girl. It's healing that blockage. But it required me to be audacious. And that healing is coming as I'm living in my own audacity, as I'm following on my own bold and daring journey to dare to be myself. I just want you to know that you are worthy of your audacity. You are worthy of having goals, of achieving those goals, and for finding moments of restoration, because we need it. It is a requirement. It is necessary. And it is critical. So I thank you for tuning in for episode 1 of season 2 of the podcast, Audacious Black Girl. Looking forward to next time. Until next time, peace. I would love to know your thoughts on today's episode. You can reach me on Instagram at Audacious Black Girl. Shoot me a DM. You can also find me on my website at www.audaciousblackgirl.com. All this information will be in the show notes. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Please subscribe so you can get all the updates for the podcast. And join my Audacious Black Girl Tribe for weekly self-care support and tips. Peace.